You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Slash sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the third straight month, existing home sales have toppled 5 million homes, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes climbed 5.1% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.35 million. The good news? Solid hiring since 2014 and relatively low mortgage rates have stirred up demand and helped generate more first-time buyers. The bad news? Rising sales have fueled spiking prices because relatively few properties are listed for sale. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has reunited with family members in Washington following his release today from a halfway house. The former lawmaker had lived there several months after serving more than 2 years in prison for spending $750,000 in campaign money on personal items. The Chicago Democrat says he will have to spend 3 years on supervised release. His father, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, says he's doing well. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
North Korea claims it has a drug that can prevent and cure the deadly respiratory virus MERS, as well as Ebola, SARS, and AIDS. The official Korean Central News Agency says scientists have developed the drug from ginseng and other ingredients, but it has not provided proof. North Korea made similar claims during the deadly bird flu outbreaks. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control say medical professionals are doing research.
We believe this collaborative approach will further strengthen Korea's MERS response and contribute to the world's knowledge about this new disease.
That was spokesperson Susan Gerber, who also says the group is working with Korean partners.
We look forward to offering information from our medical experts, including what we've learned about from working on MERS with other countries and our past experience with infectious disease control outbreak.
27 people have died from the disease, which originated in the Middle East. The European Union has launched a naval operation to try and stop human traffickers from bringing migrants across the Mediterranean to Europe in unseaworthy boats. The EU's foreign policy chief says the targets are not the migrants, but those that are making money on their lives and too often on their deaths. More than 100,000 migrants have entered Europe so far this year. 2,000 have died or are missing. Russia is getting another 6 months of sanctions from the EU over its conduct in eastern Ukraine. A European Union statement confirms today that decision was made without debate by foreign ministers. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is now 87 degrees. Today, there's a 20%, or this afternoon, oh, tonight, I'm sorry. I put my glasses on, then I can read it. Oh, it says tonight. There's a 20% slight chance of showers with a low of 68. And on Tuesday, oh, my guest is destroying the studio. That stand doesn't work real well.
Why did you sip it
here? Just to see what you would do.
I broke it.
Anyway, let me get back. Tuesday, 50% chance of severe thunderstorms with a high of 90. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 64. And on Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 85. Good afternoon, everybody. This normally is Georgine's show, Hot in Hunterdon. Georgine's with Norwest Cap. Jack's just destroying the whole place here. And my name is Richard G. I'm sitting in for her because she's away this week. She will be back next week, so you won't have to listen to me next week. But Georgine is away, and she will be back next week. And my guest today, maybe, is none other than Jack McDade. And which microphone are you going to use? Yep, here.
It's not a question.
No, that's not even on. Here, go ahead. Now.
It's not a question of which microphone, it's which stand.
Yeah.
These stands are like giraffes. They bounce up and down with their long necks. They're attacking me, these little S.O. son of a guns.
It's those cheap. No, bend it the other way, Jack.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, bend it. Bend it.
That way?
No, the other way.
There is no other way.
Yeah, like that.
I've been doing that. It pops up.
No, bring it down and try to put your mic in there. It should stay. No, it's not going to stay. Well, I guess they're dying.
This is exciting radio, folks. Wow.
Yeah.
A visualization,
you know,
we just
it's
drew.
It's too bad we aren't on
yes.
On camera.
You, yeah. You can't say that, though.
It's too bad we're not on camera.
You'll get slapped silly.
Because then we can.
Anyhow, I am Jack McDade. I'm proud of it. I don't know why.
I think you're the only one.
I'm the only one. Well, there are guys. I tried to go on with my website a couple of years back, and the guy already had my name. I said, how can he have my name? I sewed it into my underwear to know it was mine, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's great to be here. It's great to be anywhere at my age.
You know what was funny is the other night I watched Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah,
And your nephew is on there.
Yeah, the piano player.
Yeah, plays
Paul Hipp.
Okay, and he plays a character called Joe Odom.
Joe Odom.
Yeah.
It's a weird movie.
It's a weird movie, but he's great.
He's great, and the whole movie's great. Spacey, yeah.
Oh, Kevin Spacey's fine. And yeah. Clint Eastwood's daughter.
That's right, yeah.
She sings some songs. She's not bad.
She sings, Make My Day. No, it's not it.
No, she doesn't. But that's your nephew that plays Joe Odom.
My distant cousin.
Oh, distant cousin. Okay, I was thinking it was your nephew. I was telling my wife.
It's a brother from another mother.
Okay.
A distant cousin. Yeah.
But he's good. He's
very
good.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching him. He seems very realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks sinister.
He does.
He was the original Buddy Holly on Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had everybody up in the aisles jumping up and down when he played, and everybody got into the show with him. It was a great, great time.
I've never seen it on Broadway. I saw the movie years ago.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie years ago, and I thought it was pretty decent. I mean, the whole story is such a sad thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm so happy he kept up with the guitar lessons, though, aren't you, Buddy Holly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Anyway, Jack, you're here.
I'm here.
I don't, you know, I took all my tapes, so I don't have the tape of Dick Clark.
It's the first time I didn't bring it.
Well, why don't you explain to everybody what your claim to fame is?
My claim to fame is that before this show, I was Olympic decathlon champion,
yeah.
And I had a sex change.
Yeah.
Everybody calls me George now. No, they don't call me that. I was Dick Clark's first musical guest on American Bandstand, July the 12th, 1956.
And that was the first American Bandstand that Dick Clark took over.
Yeah, that was, he took it over.
The American Bandstand was on before with somebody else.
Yeah, it was on from 52 to 56 with Lee Stewart and Bob Horn. And then I went full circle with Dick Clark because when he passed away in April the 18th of 2012, he Matt Lauer beckoned me up to the Today Show at NBC to do Remembering Dick Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that show, and that's on my website, jackmcdthesinger.com. It's on there. It's also on YouTube. Uh-oh.
I actually watched your interview. I don't know. I
You're probably, the one. Yeah.
It must have been on your site. A long time ago I watched it.
Yeah.
Because that happened. Dick Clark died 3 days after I had that cerebral hemorrhage.
Wow.
And then you came to see me in the...
I thought you were delirious. Yeah.
In the rehabilitation place I was at. The jail, yeah, which I used to call it.
He was impossible to find.
Yeah.
They put him in witness protection, folks.
Yeah.
You couldn't get to the G-Man.
But it was 3 days after I had that.
Yeah.
Dick Clark passed away.
April.
Yeah, April 15th was the day after my birthday.
Uh-huh.
That I had cerebral hemorrhage. And then Dick Clark passed away on the 18th. He must have been so upset about me.
He was kind of taken aback. Yeah. He mentioned that, yeah.
Anyway, Jack, you got big news here.
Right? Oh, this is too big to talk about.
Well, then, then nice to see you.
Hey, it's been fun and no pain. Most painless interview I've ever been involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called this new CD album, which drops today on iTunes and about 20 different internet radio stations. It's called Jack McDade Celebrates 100 Years of Sinatra. And it's got all those wonderful songs that Sinatra did, but not My Way or New York, New York.
Or Summer Wind.
None of those. Not the obvious ones. Some of these are obvious, but not as obvious as those ones we just mentioned. But it's all done in a Sinatra-esque feel. I don't do an impersonation, but it you get the feeling of it. And it really leads off with... his launch is probably the number one entertainer of the 20th century in Las Vegas at the Sands Hotel Casino and the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
1960. We should play that track.
Which and one? You want
the very first one, yeah.
Well, you know what? I should put this in the CD player.
Oh, is that necessary?
Yeah.
You're a technical guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I gotta do the CD player. then we'll do it. So everybody just hold on.
Okay, hold. Were you slipping? Were they slipping or what? I got to hold on.
And you want to do number one?
That okay. Number one is Sinatra at the Sands in Las Vegas, 1960.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do, this is Jack McDade doing Sinatra at the Sands. Here we go.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but never comes late. And she never bothers with the people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem wrapped up in ermine, sable and pearls. And she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life's without care. She's broke, but it's oak. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets much too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She adores the theater, but never arrives late. She never bothers with the people
people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a bum. Doesn't like dice games with sharpies and frauds. She will not go up to Harlem driving Lincolns and Fords. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, wild, crazy cuckoo wind in her hair. Life's without care. She's broke, forget about it. Hates California, it's so cold and it's so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that is why the lady is a tramp.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Got two first names, Susan.
Yeah, Rose. Yeah, true. We're back. This is Richard G. This is normally Georgine's show, Hot in Hunterdon, and we are hot in Hunterdon.
It certainly is hot.
And
yeah.
I'm here with Mr. Jack McDade, who just got an album. When did this CD come out?
It dropped on iTunes today.
I keep calling them albums. I don't know. Does anybody?
I call them an album, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I'm used to.
You remember
the big vinyls.
The benefits of these albums that I make. They all hold a personal-sized pizza perfectly.
That's right.
Yeah, and
yeah.
You have a dual duality there of benefits.
Anyway, Jack has put out this new CD. That's 100 years of Sinatra. And he's singing Sinatra songs.
Because Frank will be 100 years old on December 12th.
I was going to say
2015. Yeah,
he was going to be. Yeah, he'll be 100 years old this year.
He's born in Hoboken, New Jersey, on December 12th.
And he was a skinny little kid.
Oh yeah, he was so thin they slipped him under the door.
Yeah,
they marked the maps in at school.
I thought he always looked better the older he got.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was just a skinny nothing.
He was a rail.
but I always thought. But you know, besides the fact that I like Summerwind, he's not my favorite. You know who my favorite is?
Anthony Benedetto.
Yep.
Andy. Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. And I'm just really enjoying. I watch on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot
Tony,
of stuff.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Together.
Yeah.
Boy, they do a great job together.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get.
You're going to get Lady Gaga?
I'm going to get Jax, the girl from American Idol, and okay. Jack and Jax. And we're going to we're going to take over that mantle of Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
She's really talented.
Oh, extremely. Yeah.
And
Lady Gaga, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jax.
Yeah, both. But the stuff I see on YouTube with her and Bennett.
They're great.
They are. They're terrific.
It's good stuff.
But, you know, he's good about that. He's done a lot of duets with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And he seems to really enjoy doing that.
He's got an album out about duets, I think.
Yeah. I think he does. Yeah. I always enjoy him. Not that I don't like Frank Sinatra.
Well, Frank's dead.
Yeah.
Don't tell him. He'll be PO'd, I'll tell you. If you tell him he's dead, he won't accept it.
He'll come in here and punch me.
He has difficulty accepting those difficult things like that.
A guy like Tony Bennett, he's pretty old.
Yeah, he's in his upper 80s.
Yeah.
88 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's oh, they'll see you say upper 80s, 88. That's my father-in-law's 88.
Wow.
So, and he's still active and doing things.
Does he sing like Tony Bennett?
No, he never.
The heck with him.
Yeah, doesn't sing at all. He sings that solo thing, so low nobody can hear
him.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
That's good material. Let me write that down and forget it.
Yeah,
write hold it.
And never use it.
And never use it ever.
So you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be launching this at the library in August in Clinton.
In Clinton.
August 13th.
Okay.
At the library. And I'll have some piano accompaniment as well as the tracks with Rick Charwin.
Okay.
7 o'clock there. And I've got shows over at Brightside on July 10th. And I just signed to do a couple of things with the Trenton Thunder. I'm going to do a God Bless America on the July the 4th celebration.
Oh, good.
Wear my red, white, and blue shorts. And I mean jacket and shirt. And then I'll be doing... On July 13th, I'll be doing National Anthem there.
Okay.
And I'll be doing... I do short performances. When you get old, you don't want to be on there too long.
That's right.
I came off the road this past year doing those dozen senior things for Rolling Hills and Hunterdon Healthcare at the various senior clubs. Not the homes, but the senior clubs.
Okay.
And that was a nice experience. Did it with your old friend there, Joni Lawyer. Joni's been in here with Hunterdon Healthcare, and
I know her. I'm trying to place it.
She's been in here with us talking.
Yeah,
blonde lady.
Yeah, I know. I'm just my mind. Ever since I had that cerebral hemorrhage, doesn't function as fast as it used to.
That's a pretty poor excuse, I think. You're making that up.
Well, you know what my minister said.
What he said?
Well, don't use that as an excuse. You're just getting old.
It's a combination of those two.
Yeah. My mind doesn't. We were in the car, my wife and I was thinking of somebody's name, and I couldn't think of it. And then she said, oh, now I can't think of it.
That's what happens. It's like yawning. You yawn.
Then about 5 minutes later, I blurted the name out because it finally.
Well, you just got a slow, probably a slow acting. You probably better go to Xfinity or something and get a speeded up computer in there.
Speed up my brain a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you got another one of these you want to play before?
Yeah, just pop the next one in. Yeah.
Oh, do number two. Okay, hold on a minute.
We got some nice Cole Porter tunes.
Did Sinatra ever do Mercer, Johnny Mercer?
Oh, sure. Yeah. He loved Mercer. In fact, Mercer signed him to Capitol Records.
Oh, really?
When he bought Capitol Records. He started it, yeah.
Yeah, Mercer was a very talented guy.
Yeah, Frank was on Columbia, and then he moved him over to Capitol.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're going to do number two. Which one is that? Is
At Long Last Love.
Oh, okay. I know the song.
It's a nice arrangement.
But it's not Summerwind.
Nope. That's too banal. Too commonplace for us.
Yeah, I know.
Nah,
that's me, Mr. Commonplace.
Nah, I love it. It's a great song.
I don't know, there's something about it. Ever since, well, it was the theme also in a movie.
The Pope of Greenwich Village.
And it fit the music.
It was perfect.
Perfect, yeah. It was just great. Okay, here is Jack McDade doing Frank Sinatra.
Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time? Or is it simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup, or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time, or is it simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long, long last, long last love?
Okay, that was Jack McDade doing
A Long Last Love. Cole Porter.
Cole Porter.
A lot of Cole Porters. I think there's four Cole Porter songs on this album.
Yeah, I noticed there's quite a few. Yeah.
Then there's Rogers and Hart, Roy Rogers and Mary Hart. They wrote some nice songs together. Buck Rogers and Moss Hart.
Buck Rogers, yeah. I don't know who Dean Kay and Kelly Gordon are.
Those guys wrote a song that nobody wanted to record ever.
That's life.
That's right. And Frank recorded it, made a hit, personal hit, went on to be in the...
It became kind of his theme song in a way.
Well, one of them, yeah. Then it went on to be in Come Fly Away on Broadway. It was featured in that.
Okay.
It's amazing. So he made it one of his signature songs, but nobody wanted to do it.
Well, you know, Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were, the producers putting the film together said, get rid of that song.
It's terrible. I know. Yeah. I could have told them that. Because I pick losers all the time.
It's terrible. So you just never know what people are going
to
like.
No, it's difficult to predict taste, you know?
I got to take a break for the news.
Take a break. So you deserve it. You've been working hard here.
I know. Boy, it's tough. When we get back, we'll continue with Jack and his new CD or album, whichever you want to call it.
The album.
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Authorities in New York say they have discovered items in a cabin that may have been linked to David Sweat and Richard Matt, the two inmates who escaped from prison several days ago.
It's a confirmed lead for us.
It has generated a massive law enforcement response, as you can see.
That was Major Charles Guess. Residents in Charleston, South Carolina, are coming together in the aftermath of last week's deadly church shooting. Yesterday, a walk was held to demonstrate unity. Amen. Marchers sang as they walked across a bridge. And also yesterday, Emmanuel AME Church reopened. And the Confederate flag issue is being brought up. The Reverend Nelson B. Rivers from the National Action Network says having the flag at the state capitol sends the wrong message.
The time has come to remove this symbol of hate and division from our state capitol.
The governor of South Carolina is set to make an announcement on the issue later today. This is USA Headline News.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
A United Nations report into the 2014 Gaza War has found that Israel and the Palestinians may have committed war crimes. But the Israeli Foreign Minister spokesman Emmanuel Nashon says the circumstances surrounding the inquiry prove that Israel was found guilty even before it started.
The Human Rights Committee, which appointed the Shavas Commission, has acted on repeated occasions against Israel and has voted against the State of Israel on a variety of occasions. The mandate of the commission is highly distorted.
Israel launched its offensive last July in response to heavy rocket fire from Hamas. Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has reunited with family members in Washington following his release today from a halfway house in Baltimore.
Great day to be home, a great day to be with my family, with my friends.
The former lawmaker lived in the halfway house for several months after serving more than 2 years in prison for spending $750,000 in campaign money on personal items. This is USA Headline News.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items, stadium cups, USA Promo Stuff has it. So go get it. Visit USAPromoStuff.com. USAPromoStuff.com. That's USAPromoStuff.com.
A popular Christian music artist has written and released a song that is a touching tribute to the tragedy in Charleston. USA's Ron Taylor has more.
Multiple Grammy and Dove Award-winning contemporary Christian music artist Stephen Curtis Chapman released a song on Saturday via social media about the tragic shooting in Charleston, South Carolina.
Tears are falling in Charleston. They're asking why, and no one has the answer.
Stephen Curtis Chapman is no stranger to the pain of personal tragedy. In 2008, he and his wife Mary Beth suffered the sudden loss of their 4-year-old adopted daughter Maria in a tragic car accident in the driveway of their home in Tennessee. What makes this grave accident worse is that their son Will Franklin was behind the wheel of their SUV when he accidentally backed over the child. It's out of the depths of this kind of personal grief that Chapman feels compelled to reach out with words of comfort and songs of hope, doing what he does best for some 30 years.
Not be overcome by evil, but you will overcome evil with good.
You can watch the video and read his personal thoughts on the tragedy in Charleston on Stephen Curtis Chapman's Facebook page. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
And for more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature right now is 86 degrees here in beautiful downtown Flemington. I think it, Jack, I think it went down 1 degree.
I know, yeah. You were talking about 88, 87.
You got it. Jack, I know you're new to this, but that's called a microphone.
Well, see, this is a handheld mic because we broke both of the stands.
Yeah. Well, thank God there's no show after us today.
Stand by your stand. Remember that? Da, da, da,
de, da, da, da. Anyway, tonight, Jack, we're supposed to have a 20% slight chance of showers with a low of 68.
Is that indoors or out?
Well, depends on how your roof is. Tuesday, a 50% chance of severe thunderstorms.
Ooh.
When tomorrow's going to be bad. High of 90.
Oh, gosh.
And I heard this morning.
That's an old day, 90.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, they were saying that the heat index with the humidity, it could be as high as 100.
Wow.
So that's not going to be fun tomorrow.
It'll be schwitzen.
It'll be what?
It'll be schwitzen out there.
Oh. I wondered what you said there for a minute.
Watch yourself.
Tuesday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 64. And on Wednesday, sunny, but still a high of 85.
Mm.
And that's what looking, now the weather changes, but looking out the week, it looks like everything's going to be in the 80s.
Wow.
So
that's nice.
I would like to go back to the 70s, though.
We'll play some 70s music
not
for you.
Not the year.
Yeah, we'll play some little bit
temperature.
Of
temperature. Anyway, I'm here. This
the Bee
is,
Gees.
Yeah, that would be. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Georgine, and this is her show, normally Hot in Hunterdon for No West Cap. And I guess we got something hot in Hunterdon. We got Jack McDade here with us.
And we have the weather.
And we have the weather, and it's hot in Hunterdon.
Yeah.
But Jack McDade's here with us because his new CD or album, whichever you want to call it, just came out today on iTunes.
iTunes and some other devices.
And it's Jack McDade Celebrates 100 Years of Sinatra.
Yes. I'm going to be selling these at the Trenton Thunder Sports Shop there because I perform for them.
Oh, okay.
So they'll offer to flash this up on the Jumbotron and, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I hope all that happens.
And, you know, we were talking before that you can't buy stuff anymore.
No, you can't buy physical property.
You know, everything's downloaded and all that kind of stuff. But it's nice to have, and especially, I guess down the road, the CD player in the car is probably going to disappear.
I think it will. That's what I heard. Yeah.
It's going to be gone.
You plug it in MP3s and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be playing, or you, if you've got Pandora.
Yeah.
Then you can find anything on the internet and play.
I have her box, but I don't have her personally, Pandora. She came in the box. I unwrapped it, and then she came out. Yeah. Clean yourself up.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you want to play?
Well, the
Jack?
Very next song is kind of a Sinatra song, folks.
Oh, Young at Heart?
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah, I know that one. Hold on. I got to get to it.
Notice how I make it easy for you? I go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Except I can't count.
I know, but you had to be able, should be able to read.
Okay, here we go.
Prerequisite for radio, this isn't it? Be able to read.
I guess. This is Jack McDade doing Young at Heart, Sinatra style.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you. if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow-minded if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes, even laugh while your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. Love is either in your heart or it's on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. If you're young at heart. If you're young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part: you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate. myself up because I got too much class. That's life. That's life, and I can't deny it.
I thought of quitting, Bobola, but this old heart won't buy.
And if there's nothing shaking come this year, July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My, my.
Okay.
Dean Kay and Kay Gordon wrote that and thought nothing would happen because everybody turned him down except Francis Albert, what's-his-face, Sinatra.
You know, I tell you, isn't that the way things usually happen, though?
For you, maybe. Everything goes smooth for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I have a problem.
But that's
you're right.
That's
it
so
does.
Typical.
Yeah.
And it's usually the one that somebody says, oh, that's no good. It's usually the thing that's going to be the
hot. That's the one that's really... Smash show.
Yeah. And that was one of his biggies.
Yeah, for sure.
That was one of his biggies, for sure.
That was his From Here to Eternity, almost. You know,
yeah.
Analogous to the movie. Came off the campus with that one. Campus, yeah.
So let's just mention it again that you have this. How can people buy it?
They can go to iTunes.
Okay.
And just download it. It's Jack McDade Celebrates 100 Years of Sinatra.
And we were talking before, I don't think we were talking on mic, that I think that's what most people do, is download.
Oh, they download, yeah.
Music like crazy.
If you want to buy a physical one, I think what you can do now, I'm not sure if it's set up, but Amazon, I believe, will have it, you know.
Okay.
And they have everything, you know.
Well, when I used to do those music shows down at WDVR, I used to go to iTunes and buy one song for $1 each.
Yep.
And I'd make a whole compilation.
Sure.
Of maybe 20 songs on a CD. And it would be different stuff. It might go from Glenn Miller to Bob Dylan to, you know, and just jump around.
98 cents.
Yeah. And it was well worth it.
Yeah, you got the top artist and you got exactly what you wanted.
Now, there was a lady who did a show, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she was...
Give me her initials.
A.S.
Huh.
You know who her... She did...
Oh, yes, I know that lady.
Yeah. And...
I think her husband went to Washington. Goes to Washington. Mr. Yeah, that guy.
She would buy, if she wanted one song, she'd go out and buy the whole CD. And I said, don't do that. Go to iTunes. She said, well, my husband said I'll get a virus. I said,
well, he knows. He went to Washington.
Yeah, I think so.
Mr. Smith, yeah.
He said, first of all, iTunes is so respectable, they don't want anybody getting viruses.
No, not at all. So a virus on a computer or in her body?
No, on a computer.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying.
And
that.
Then finally, she decided to try it, and she said, well, that's... Because she said, I'd just buy a CD for the one song.
Well, that's classic. It's been going on for 50 years.
And when iTunes came out that you could go find anything,
yeah,
it was perfect.
Sure.
It worked well. Though, to tell you the truth, Jack, 15 years ago, it wouldn't have.
No, not at all.
But
different
today,
culture.
The way things are today, yeah, I can remember. Remember the, were they 33 and a thirds?
33 and a third, yeah.
They had one song on them, on each side.
LP, oh, no, well, 45s had one on each side.
No, there was the big one.
Really? LPs?
Yeah, I remember my mother had Gene Autry singing... was a Christmas thing. Santa Claus is coming to
something
town
like
or
that,
something
yeah.
like that, yeah. And something else on the other side. Maybe it was about Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. I thought they were long-playing records. They played
No, then they came out with the 78s. They were called 78s.
Well, 78s were before 33 and a third.
But whatever this was that my mother had, it was only one song on each side.
Well, 78s were on one on each side, and the 45s were like that, generally speaking.
And then maybe I'm giving the wrong numbers, but... My father, his favorite song was That Old Black Magic.
Who sang that? Billy Daniels?
Yeah, I think so.
That Old Black Magic has me in its spell.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had that one. Because they had the really old, big,
The big disc. Yeah.
It was a piece of furniture.
I may have told you this, but when WCAU in Philadelphia changed over from 78s to 45s,
uh-huh.
Well, they just threw the stuff out. And I absconded with, you know, tons of it, 78s. Bumped into a guy at a graduation party Saturday. He has two stores in Norristown that sells vinyl. He sells vinyl. So it'd be crazy. People come in, they'll buy anything. They love this old vinyl. And so there's a market there still.
There was a lot of the DJs down at WDVR that brought in vinyl.
Yeah.
That played vinyl all the time, thought it was the best.
They created boxes of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
to get set up for a show, it'd take them forever because they were carrying stuff in and out.
Ask him, can he help him? Because when I ask him, can I help you? Yeah, I had to carry all these darn boxes in and out.
Yeah, well, they stood there and watched you.
Who was that? Was Brown. Brownie, wasn't it? What was his name? Brown?
Oh, there was a couple of guys.
Yeah. He had a whole plethora of stuff.
Yeah.
He had a tractor trailer full of records.
And they loved them, but they loved that old vinyl. They always said the sound was better.
Yeah. Yeah.
My ear probably is not good enough to tell. I don't know. But
Dave McDade, I used to help him. He had a lot of
That's right, Dave
vinyl.
McDade. I think he's still...
I think he's all on the computer now. Yeah.
Oh, he's not...
He doesn't bring any CDs in
anymore.
Oh, but
he's still doing a show down there.
Oh, I think Monday morning. Yeah, Monday morning magic.
Yeah, I think so.
That's where I broke in.
Dave McDade.
He doesn't know how to spell his name, though. It's the only problem.
Yeah.
He spells it D-A-I-D instead of D-A-D-E. And he sings rotten.
He's
a great guy.
He's a really nice guy. And
he's the mayor of Monday morning.
Yeah, he does the 6 to 9.
Many a time.
Yep. I filled in for him once or twice when he was away.
You regretted it, getting up that early.
No, I filled in for a lot of those people when they were away. That was another part of my thing there, fill in.
Yeah, we did that. Substitutes.
Yeah, they'd call me up and say, could you fill in for me next week?
But no one could fill in for you because nobody could take your place.
No one wanted to fill in. That was it. They didn't want to fill in for me.
I didn't say fill in. I said fall in.
Yeah. That's like here. I fill in for a lot of people here, too.
Yeah, you're a multi-talented guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I sure am. Well, you want to close out with another one?
You want to do a real short one here?
I'll tell you what. We've got 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Here's a great song that Sinatra covered for a guy from Philadelphia by the name of Joe Valino, a singer. It's number 9 there.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
I don't think I know this song.
When you hear it, you'll know it.
Okay. We're going to play Learning the Blues.
Written by Dolores Vicki Silvers.
Okay.
In her dining room is a painting of her and Frank holding hands. Now, it takes a long time to paint a portrait, doesn't it? They must have been close friends.
Maybe the guy did it from a photo.
No, it was the two of them.
No.
They were buddies.
Here we go.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the 10th time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep,
whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you'll even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes when you feel your heart break. You're learning those blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you'll even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes when you feel your heart break. You're learning.
Well, I'm glad you came by, Jack.
Thank you, Richard. Every time we get together, the time just flies by. Hope so for your listeners as well, you know? Because we start smoozing about the old days.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
And even though I'm a lot younger.
Yeah, I've got ties as old as you, Richard. Yeah. Of course, no. Tell them what I call you. I don't call you Richard. I call you the G-Man.
If I ever do anything else on another radio station, that's what I'm going to be.
The G-Man.
The G-Man, yeah. Well, our time is up.
Thank you again.
Thank you, and it's really good to see you, Jack, and good luck with this. Talk about the thing in August again real quick.
August 13th at Clinton Library, 100 Years of Sinatra, Jack McDade with Rick Charwin. It's a great show.
And it's at what time?
7 p.m.
And the great thing about the library, it's free.
It's free, and it's cool there.
That's right. You can get in nice and cool.
Yeah.
I said to my wife today, "You want to go to the movies tonight?" She said, "Oh, it'll be air conditioned."
Let's go to the library. It's air conditioned there, too. Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks again, Richard.
Thank you. And Ruth Ann, who's usually here, is not here today because her guest canceled. So we're going to be going to the overnight, and we'll be back live tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with the Big C.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Promo Stuff has it, so go get it. Visit usapromostuff.com. usapromostuff.com. That's usapromostuff.com.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is slamming the Dominican Republic's government for threatening to deport Haitians.
It's clearly an illegal act. It is an immoral act. It is a racist act by the Dominican government. And it's happening because these people are black.
The mayor was in Washington Heights yesterday speaking in the heart of the city's Dominican community. The Dominican Republic provided refuge for Haitians following the catastrophic earthquake in Haiti in January of 2010. Last Wednesday was the deadline for undocumented migrant workers to apply for residency or face expulsion. Apple is changing its plan not to pay artists for their music during a free trial.